早上好。
Good morning。
非常高兴今天可以和 Baron 一起配搭。他昨天下午才打电话给他，才 text 给他。
Thanks Byron for agreeing to translate. I just texted him yesterday afternoon.
因为呢 ，Clement 刚刚从日本回来，他非常愿意翻译，但是他身体有些不舒服。
Brother Clement had just returned from Japan and is not feeling well. He's willing, but his body is not.
今天我们要看的这段的经文是记载在约翰福音的第十七章。
Today we're going to look at a scripture that sermon that comes from the Gospel of John, chapter 17.
为什么要从第约翰福音第十七章来开始我们三月的讲道呢？
Why are we starting with the, chapter 17 as we begin the month of March?
因为 有两个原因。第一个就是今年教会的主题，我们是说要往下扎根，向上结果。
There are two reasons. Number one is the goal of this church for this year. One is we grow deeper in roots, and we also expand and grow in
bear the fruits.
Yeah, bear the fruits.
Okay. 那因为这个原因呢，我觉得教会的扎根要在祷告里面扎根。
And we grow roots. The really is the in order to grow roots as a church that we need to begin in prayer.
Yeah. 第二个原因呢，是我们三月到四月，我们马上就要进入这个英文叫做 Lent season， 就是我们要四十天要预备主耶稣基督的牺牲，主耶稣基督的复活。
March going into April, as a church, we are entering into the Lent season, which is 40 days as we prepare to celebrate Easter.
所以呢，我们希望在祷告里面来思想主耶稣基督的爱。
So we want to study and how to pray and in order to truly understand the love of God.
今天我们看到第十七章，我不晓得你有没有很花很多时间去读过约翰福音的第十七。
I don't know how familiar you are with John chapter 17 and how much you have spent time studying this passage.
我在这里我愿意说，这是主耶稣的祷告，是他自己的祷告。
This is Jesus' prayer and this is his heart.
那很多人可能在中文呢，我们说你非常熟悉主导文。
In Chinese, you might be familiar with the Doxology or the prayer,
the
upper room,
the Lord's prayer,
the Lord's prayer, yes.
但是你假如你熟悉那个主导文的话，你常常会那段短短的祷告，是吗？我们在天上的父，愿人都尊，你知道这个祷告。
The Lord's prayer is a short prayer you're familiar with.
但是我但愿通过我们这一段的讲道，大家可以知道。约翰福音的十七章是最伟大的祷告。
What I'd like for us to understand is that John chapter 17 is really Jesus' greatest prayer.
为什么呢？因为它是主耶稣自己的祷告。
Why? Because it is Jesus'.
我们以前讲的主导文是主耶稣教导门徒怎么样祷告。
Lord's prayer is Jesus teaching his disciples how to pray.
而这段是真正耶稣来到神的面前，他自己的祷告。
This is Jesus coming to the Lord in his own prayer.
那我们看到这段的祷告是何等的重要。
Why is it so important?
因为耶稣知道他离开世界的日子快要到了。
Because Jesus knows that the time has come for him to leave this earth.
在过去三年的时间，他跟他的门徒在一起。
For the past 3 years, he has been with his disciples.
所以呢，从白天到晚上，他跟他们吃在一起，睡在一起。
From morning to night, he spent time with his disciples. They eat together, they sleep together.
然后他们有什么问题，他可以马上给他们答案。
If they have any questions, he's always there to answer their questions.
耶稣就要离开了，他知道他的门徒们有很多问题是不会明白的。
He knows that he is leaving this earth. So he also knows that his disciples have many questions that he will not be able to be there present.
所以在第十七章以前，从第十三章到第十六章，他跟门徒有很长的一段的讲话。
So this discourse coming from chapters 13 through 16, he has a long discourse and teaching to his disciples.
就是他要离开以前，要安慰他们说：“你们不要害怕，不要惊慌，因为有这些话。”
He wants to tell them that do not be afraid because these are the words that I'm leaving you to comfort them.
那我们来看看在第十三章第一节那里。他讲了一句非常伟大的话。
Let's take a look at chapter 13, verse 1.
他说他既然，约翰福音在这里记载，他说他既然爱世间属自己的人，就爱他们到底。
It's now before the feast of the Passover, Jesus knowing that his hour had come, that he should depart out of this world to the Father, having loved his own, who were in this world, he loved them to the end.
然后接下来耶稣就给自己的门徒洗脚。
And after that, Jesus washes the feet of his disciples.
大家知道他中间有一个门徒叫做西门彼得，他说你不能够洗我的脚。
You're familiar with Simon Peter, the disciple who told Jesus, you cannot wash my feet.
但是耶稣说，我假如不洗你的话，你就与我无份了，就跟我无关了。
Jesus said, replied to him, if you don't allow me to wash your feet, then you are separated from me.
在这段里面，耶稣让自己的门徒知道，耶稣对他们的爱是爱他们到底的。
This is an act that Jesus is showing his disciples that his love for them is to the end.
然后到了约翰福音的第十四章。
And then it goes to, then it continues, chapter 14.
从第一节到第四节那里。
Verses 1 through 4.
耶稣就告诉他们说，从第一节他说，你们心里不要忧愁，你们信神也当信我。
He said, let your heart not be troubled, believe in God, also believe in me.
他说，在我父的家里有许多住处，若是没有，我就早已告诉你们，我去原是为你们预备地方去。
In my father's house, there are many dwelling places. If it were not so, I would have told you, for I go to prepare a place for you.
我若去为你们预备了地方，就必再来接你们到我那里去。我在哪里，叫你们也在那里。
If I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you to myself. And where I am, there you will be also.
他说我往哪里去你们知道，那条路你们也知道。
And you know the way where I am going.
当我准备这个讲道的时候，我特别读到这个第十四章第一到第四节的时候。
When I was preparing for this message, I specifically focused on chapter 14, 1 through 4.
我就想啊，这么伟大的经文，为什么我们平常都没有好好的去读呢？
Such a beautiful passage. Why have we not spent much time?
我们常常在什么时候读这个经文呢？
When do we study this passage?
我们常常到了这个葬礼、安息礼拜的时候才读这个经文。
Often it's only when we go to a funeral or a remembrance service. This is when this passage is brought up.
但是耶稣在这里很确切地告诉他的门徒说什么？他说：“我现在是要离开了。”
In this passage, Jesus is very clear to his disciples that he is now leaving.
他说我要离开了，但是我去是做什么呢？我去是为你们预备地方的。
That why am I leaving? I am leaving so I can prepare a place for you.
所以耶稣也很清楚地告诉门徒说，我去了那个地方，将来你们也会去那个地方。
That this place I am going to prepare for you is a place that you will one day be as well.
然后到了约翰福音第十五章第五节，耶稣又讲这句话。
In John chapter 15, verses 5, Jesus reiterated these words.
他说：“我是葡萄树，你们是枝子，藏在我里面的，我也藏在他里面，这人就多结果子。”
I am the vine, you are the branches. He who abides in me, I am in him. He bears much fruit. For apart from me, you can do nothing.
耶稣很清楚地告诉门徒说，他们并不孤单。我藏在里，你们里面，你们也藏在我的里面。
Jesus made it very clear to his disciples that if you are in me, I am in you.
然后到了第十六章，耶稣说，你们在这个世界上面有很多的困难。
In chapter 16, verse 33, Jesus reminds the disciples that in this life there are many troubles.
但是 在第十六章的三十三节，他讲这句话，大家非常熟悉的。他说：“我将这些事告诉你们，是要叫你们在我里面有平安。在世上你们有苦难，但你们可以放心，我已经胜了世界。”
In chapter 16, verses 33, Jesus reminds the disciples that these things I have spoken to you, that in me you may have peace. In the world you might have tribulation, but take courage, I have overcome the world.
所以耶稣经过这个三年公开的侍奉，他现在要离开了，他快要走到他侍奉的终点。
During the 3 years of public service, it is coming to an end, and Jesus is now going to the place that the Father has prepared for him.
但是我们刚刚读到从第十三章到十六章的经文，耶稣不断地来安慰鼓励他的门徒。
In chapter 13, we saw that Jesus, even though that he knows he's leaving, that during this time, that he continues to encourage his disciples.
但是不光如此，我们读到第十七章第一节的最开始这句话，他说耶稣说了这话就举目望天说。
That we are reminded in chapter 17 that Jesus began with these words, lifting his eyes to heaven, saying, Father, the hour has come, glorify the Son, that your Son may glorify you.
弟兄姊妹，当我们来看约翰福音十七章的时候，让我再次提醒大家，
When we look at study chapter 17, let me remind us,
耶稣的祷告是何等的伟大，又是何等的重要。
That Jesus' prayer is a glorious prayer, and how important that is to us.
那让我给你两个例子啊。
Let me give you two examples.
第一个就是非常出名的，可以称为英国历史上最后一位的清教徒 Puritan.
A famous
pastor
in England.
Yeah.他的名字大概大家都知道，叫做 Martin Lloyd Jones。
Martin who?
Martin Lloyd Jones.
Okay, there you go.
Yeah, 中文翻成中马田。他写了这么厚厚的厚厚的大概600页、700页的书。
He wrote two books that are 600 to 700 pages each.
专门就是去讲约翰福音的第十七章。
Specifically talking about the Gospel of John, chapter 17.
在他的书里面特别提到，他说在改教运动 Reformation 里面，一个非常重要的人物叫做 John Knox.
What? It's something about Reformation.
The very famous figure in the Reformation, whose name is John Knox. 特别讲到这个 John Knox.快要离开世界的时候，
He talks about John Locke ready to leave this world.
他就请他的太太来读约翰福音的十七章，也就是耶稣的祷告。
And he asks his wife, as he's preparing to leave this earth, to come and read to him John chapter 17, that which is God's prayer, Lord Jesus' prayer.
John Locke 就在他太太读约翰福音十七章的中间 peacefully 非常安然地离开了世界。
And he was showing the reading of John chapter 17 that John Locke peacefully left this world.
弟兄姊妹，你不要忽略这段祷告的重要。
Do not want to remind you the importance of this prayer.
因为这段的祷告提醒我们，我们每一个人都在神伟大的救赎的计划、救恩的计划里面。
That this passage, this prayer of Jesus is a reminder that we are living in the presence and the atonement of Jesus.
让我跟你讲一件事啊。
Let me tell you one thing.
很多年前，很多年前，教会有一对的夫妇，他们快要有这个绿卡的 interview。
Many years ago, there was a couple here at church that was about to have their interview for their green card.
我相信对他们来讲很重要，因为现在 green card 不叫 green card 了，叫什么？大家知道叫 go card。
Obviously, the green card. This interview was very important to them at the time.
Yeah. 所以呢，我就去探访他们。
So I went to visit them.
然后呢，就坐下来跟他们一起祷告。
So I sat and prayed with them.
然后呢，完了以后，这个姊妹就告诉我。
Afterwards, the sister told me.
她说 ，Pastor， 你不用担心。
Pastor, don't worry.
你来以前，我们已经去过虫妈家里了。
Before you came, I went to Chung, Sister Chung's house.
虫妈就是 Baron 的妈妈。
That's my mother.
那么他就说不用担心啊，因为他们都知道，在我们教会这个不是一个秘密，虫妈是一位祷告的勇士。
It wasn't a secret that my mother was a prayer warrior.
因为她常常跟我们讲，她说你要随时多方祷告祈求。虽然她是一个家庭主妇，但是她烧菜、她洗碗的时候，她都在祷告。
My mother understands the importance of prayer, even though she's a housewife. That even doing chores from the kitchen to the house, that she was always in prayer.
所以。那个姊妹就说：“你不用担心，我们已经请虫妈为我们祷告了。”
She says, "No, don't worry, Pastor. We already asked Sister Chung to pray for us."
那我不是要过分的强调某一个人的祷告对这件事情的成就有多么的重要。
I'm not trying to emphasize the importance of one person's prayer over the importance of this.
我们也不是希望说祷告可以改变神的心意。
And I'm not saying that prayer can change the heart of God.
但是弟兄姊妹，在你的属灵生命里面，你有没有特别注重过为几个人祷告？
Brothers and sisters, however, in your spiritual life, do you have a habit of praying for others?
或者说，有些人的祷告对你特别的重要，有没有？
Are there prayers of other brothers and sisters are important to you?
比方。我们讲 Saint Augustine 啊 ，Saint Augustine， 他的 conversion， 他的信主，他的妈妈，他的名字叫他妈妈的名字叫做 Monica， Monica 的祷告对 Saint Augustine 的这个重生得救有非常重要的意义。
We look at Saint Augustine's conversion. It was a prayer of his mother that had a profound impact on his life.
假如你觉得在你的生命里面有一两个人的祷告对你特别重要的话
，So if you look at your life, there are a couple of people in your life that their prayer are so important to you.
那非常重要的就是你不能够忽略到耶稣的祷告。
In the same way, you cannot ignore the prayers of Jesus.
因为在这段的祷告里面，耶稣正是为我们这群人在祷告。
Because in John chapter 17, his prayer is prayer for all of us.
不光如此，他不只是为我们祷告，也让我们知道说，我们每一个人都在他永恒的救恩的计划里面。
Not only is he a prayer for us, he is a reminder that we all are living in his grace, that we all are part of his eternal plan for us.
今天我们很多人的问题，很多人的困难在哪里？
Today, where is most of our problems and challenges in our lives?
我们都讲自己的计划，自己的人生的计划。
We often talk about our own plan for our lives.
所以今天早上，在祷告会的时候啊，那个刚好，粤语的主日学在分发这个 notes.
In the Sunday school this morning, the Cantonese ministry had passed out some notes.
所以我看到 Tim。他准备的这个 notes， 他 好像跟我的讲道是非常符合的，他都讲到什么？神的救赎计划。
That Brother Tim prepared a note is very similar to my message this morning because it talks about God's plan for us for salvation.
假如你知道耶稣的祷告实际上是让我们知道我们在神的救赎计划的里面。
So if you understand that this prayer is about God's plan for salvation for mankind, for all of us,
你就会感觉到你的生命是何等的安稳，是何等的安全。
That you should also understand that in our lives now, on this earth, we should have certain comfort and peace knowing that God has a plan for us.
所以这个是今天早上我要跟弟兄姊妹分享的第一点，就是说这是一个伟大的祷告。
This is a glorious prayer.
这个伟大的祷告让我们知道，原来我们每一个被救赎的人都在他永恒的救赎计划的里面。
It's a beautiful prayer, glorious prayer, because it reminds that each and every one of us is in God's plan for salvation.
第二件事情，今天早上要跟大家分享的就是，你从耶稣的祷告里面知道说，这位道成肉身的神，他在世界上的时候他常常在祷告。
The second point I want to make is that Jesus, who is the Son of God, here with us for 3 years, that he is constantly in prayer.
也许你在福音书里面你注意到说他在医治人，他在赶鬼，他让5000人可以用5饼2鱼让他们吃饱。
Yeah, through the miracles that you see, that even the feeding of the 5,000, that God is constantly in prayer.
但是我想要提醒大家，就是耶稣在他的公共侍奉的里面，他有很长的时间都在祷告。
If you look at his public work in his ministry during 3 years, he spent a lot of his time in prayer.
我们假如看一看在约翰福音的第六章
，Matthew chapter six.
Actually John chapter six.
Oh, John chapter six.
在约翰福音的第六章里面，看到耶稣他行了神迹，让5000人可以吃饱。
Performed a miracle here when he feeding of the 5,000.
所以那些人看到耶稣所行的神迹，他们就要来逼他做王，第六章的第十五节。
That because of Jesus' miracle and people came to Jesus to listen to him.
所以呢，在第六章的第十五节，他是这样说：他说，耶稣既知道众人要来强逼他做王，就独自又退到山上去了。
In John chapter 6, verse 15, it says that Jesus therefore, perceiving that they were intending to come to take him by force to make him king, he withdrew again to the mountain by himself alone.
然后假如你继续读下去，读到第16节、第17节的时候，你会发现耶稣原来整个晚上都在祷告。
If you continue to read verses 16 and 17, you'll see that Jesus spent the entire evening in prayer.
弟兄姊妹，让我这样说，我们今天在教会很多的活动已经过度的被美国的文化影响了。
Brother and sister, I want to say this, is that a lot of our activities, our church, are influenced by our culture.
我看到教会的这个图书馆 library, 虽然书不是很多，
I look at our church library, even though we don't have a lot of books.
有一本书跟教会没有关系的，但是这本书的名字，他说 ，America, fast food nation. 大家同意吗
？There's a book that doesn't have anything to do with God, but it's called America, fast food nation.
你同意吗
？Do you agree?
今天我们吃的是快餐。
Today we eat a lot of fast food.
然后呢，教会的很多活动也是 fast food.
A lot of church activities are similar like fast food.
我们在聚会的时候，我们要算好时间，要不然我们的 午餐要晚了，大家要去排位子了。
In our meetings, we often look at the time because we don't want to be late to our meals.
我们的祷告会是在 Zoom 上面，是吗？
Our prayer meetings are over Zoom.
我必须说 ，Zoom 的 prayer meeting 是不理想的。
It's not ideal. On Zoom.
但是我们今天有多少人会像耶稣那样？耶稣他，我们在约翰福音第六章里面看到这多么好的一个情形，五千人一下子吃饱了，然后他们要拥戴他来做王啊。
Yeah, so in this case, that is Jesus. We see the example of him retreating into prayer after he performed the miracle of feeding the 5,000 people have come to him to try to by force to make him king. He retreated into prayer.
放在今天教会的情形里面，哦，我们刚好有一个很好的活动，教会马上有快速的增长，你会怎么做呢？
So, example like a church and we have an activity and all of a sudden there's some growth, you know, things are exciting, what do we do?
但是你发现耶稣在这里，他退到山上去，整夜的时间他都在祷告，他在长时间的祷告。
The example of Jesus is that in the midst of this chaos, he retreated into the mountains and spent the night in prayer.
然后我们在约翰福音的第十一章那里
In John chapter 11,
在那里讲到他所爱的那个家庭里面有一个人叫做拉撒路
There's a family, a brother, that he loved, Lazarus.
拉撒路他死了
Lazarus passed away
然后呢我们在第十一章的第四十一节那里我们读到这段的经文当拉撒路要复活以前耶稣举目望天说四十一节他说举目望天说父啊我感谢你因为你已经听我
So in John chapter 11 verses 41 afterLazarus passing, and Jesus came to the grave, and he says this. He says, and so they removed the stone, and Jesus raised his eyes and said, Father, I thank thee, for thou heard me.
然后我们在约翰福音第十二章的二十七节到二十八节那里。
In John chapter 12, verses 27 and 28,
看到耶稣他快要走上十字架但是在二十七节二十八节他在那里向父神祷告他说我现在心里忧愁我说什么才好呢父啊救我脱离这时候但我原是为这时候来的父啊愿你荣耀你的名
Jesus knowing that he is about to go to the cross and he said thisPrayer. It says, Now my soul has become troubled, and what shall I say? Father, save me from this hour, but for this purpose I came to this hour. Father, glorify thy name. There came, therefore, a voice out of heaven. I have both glorified it and will glorify it again.
所以我们说，耶稣他总是花很多的时间祷告。
So here again, Jesus spends a lot of time in prayer.
耶稣总是在非常重要的时刻，他来到父神的面前祷告。
In important moments in Jesus' life, he spends time and seek out his Father.
但是也不要让我们忘记，耶稣他是完全的人，他也是完全的神。
Let us not forget that Jesus is man, at the same time he is also God.
但是他总是全然的依靠父神在约翰福音第十四章的第十节那里我们读到这段的话耶稣说我在父里面父在我里面你不信吗我对你们说的话不是凭自己说的乃是住在我里面的父做他自己的事
In John chapter 14 verse 10 Jesus isDo you not believe that I am in the Father and the Father is in me? The words I say to you, I do not speak on my own initiative, but the Father abiding in me, does his work.
假如你去查考四福音的话，你就会发现耶稣实在是我们在祷告里面学习一个最好的榜样。
If you study the gospel, then you should, you'll realize that Jesus is the best example that we have in prayer, through it, about prayer.
弟兄姊妹，让我再一次说，我们每一个得救的人，你每天都要需要花大量的时间来祷告。
Brothers and sisters, I encourage you as a brother and sister who is saved, that you should spend significant amount of time each day in prayer.
你知道 John Wesley?
John Wesley.
John Wesley 他曾经讲一句话，他说，假如一个基督徒每天没有花四个小时祷告的话，我就对他的属灵生活要打一个大大的问号。
John Wesley once said that if a brother is not a Christian is not spending at least 4 hours a day in prayer, then I really doubt his true intentions.
Spiritual life.
Yes.
所以弟兄姊妹，但愿我们都可以得到提醒。我们所信的这位主耶稣，他在祷告，我们有什么样的借口不祷告呢？
Brothers and sisters, it is important that we examine the example of Jesus. If Jesus is spending this amount of time in prayer, what about us?
今天分享的最后一点，就是我们还是回到十七章的第一节。
We go back as we conclude back to chapter 17.
我们看到耶稣他怎么样来开始祷告呢？
How does Jesus begin his prayer?
我们来读这段的经文，他说，耶稣说了这话，就举目望天说，父啊，时候到了，愿你荣耀你的儿子，使儿子也荣耀你。
Jesus said these words, Father, the hours has come, glorify that son, that your son might glorify thee.
耶稣怎么样开始祷告呢？
How does Jesus begin the prayer?
耶稣开始祷告的时候，他讲这句话，他说 Father, 父啊。
He began his prayer by saying Father.
大家记得在我们刚刚讲的主导文里面，耶稣教门徒祷告的时候，他怎么说？他说，你们祷告要这样说，我们在天上的父。
How does Jesus teach his disciples to pray? Found in Matthew.In our Lord's prayer,
因为当你这样来呼叫父神的时候，把他当作是他就是我们天上的父亲。
That we have to acknowledge our heavenly Father because He is our heavenly Father.
你发现，在约翰福音的十七章里面，耶稣有六次他呼叫父神 ，Father, 父啊。
They are.Six times where Jesus called out to his heavenly father.
弟兄姊妹，我不晓得你祷告的时候，你有没有意识到，当你呼叫天父父神的时候，对你的祷告有多么的重要。
Brother and sister, I don't know if in your own prayers that you call out to your heavenly father, because that is really important.
在福音书里面。在马太福音里面给我们有这样的提醒，这位天上的父，他是何等的荣耀，又是何等的丰富。
That our God is a God that cares deeply for each and every one of us. And that it is important that in our prayer that we acknowledge him for who he is.
马太福音第七章的第九节到第十一节这里，耶稣他讲到，他说，你们中间谁有儿子求饼反而给他石头呢？求鱼反给他蛇呢？你们虽然不好，尚且拿好东西给儿女，何况你们在天上的父，岂不更把好东西给求他的人呢？
In the Gospel of Matthew chapter 7 verses 9 through 11, Jesus says, Or what man there are among you, when his son shall ask for a loaf, will give him a stone?Or if he asks for a fish, he will not give him a snake, will he? If you then bring evil, know how to give good gifts to you, your children, how much more shall your Father who is in heaven give what is good to those who ask him.
在马太福音第六章里面，耶稣又提醒说，提醒门徒说，不要忧虑。
In Matthew chapter 6, Jesus also reminds his disciples to not to worry.
不要为吃什么、喝什么而为身体忧虑、穿什么而忧虑。
Don't worry about what to eat, what you drink, what you wear.
然后到了第六章的三十三节，他说：“你们所求的这些东西，天父都是知道。”三十二节，他说：“你们所需用的这一切东西，天父都是知道的。”
Jesus is telling his disciples in Matthew 6, 32, not to worry about the earthly things, but rather for all these things the Gentiles eagerly seek. For your heavenly Father knows that you need all these things.
所以我再说，今天在我们现代的家庭的关系里面啊，
that in our family relationships,
父亲跟子女的关系到底是怎么样亲密的呢？
The relationship between a father and a daughter, how do you grow in that relationship?
我非常喜欢广东人呢，粤语叫那个父亲的叫什么？老斗啊，老斗就是非常亲密的一种，是不是非常亲密的称呼啊
？It's a in Cantonese, I think, calling the father.
Yeah,
yeah. I don't whatever he said, but it's a very sweet gesture.
因为弟兄姊妹一直要我学广东话，你们现在知道我真的不会讲。
I know you want me to learn Cantonese, but I'm not very good.
但是你看到在家庭的关系里面，当你这样亲切的来呼叫父亲的时候，表明你对父亲的爱和父亲的信任。
In a family relationship where you call out to your father in this way, that it really it illustrates the deep in the relationship that you have with.
我但愿你在祷告的时候，你知道在你祷告的时候，你的对象到底是谁。
That when you pray, you must know that who you are praying to.
当你知道你祷告的对象是谁的时候，你会知道你的祷告是何等的被接受了。
If you know who you are praying to, then you will know that your prayer will be received.
我记得我在东北做这个家庭教会的宣教的时候。
Years ago, when I was serving as in missions,
yeah, 那么他们就把我放在一个 apartment 里面，有这个 apartment 有三个房间。
They put me in an apartment that has three rooms.
Yeah, 教会的那个最主要的领袖他住一间，我住一间，还有教会有一个姊妹，他们叫她老姑住一间。
Someone who head of the church lived in one room. I lived in one, and another sister lived in another room.
Yeah, 他们把它叫做老姑啊，就是 old auntie, 老姑，老的姑。
The sister was an old auntie.
Yeah, 那么很明显的，这个姊妹呢，她什么都不做，因为她年纪大了，她什么都不做。
This old auntie doesn't do anything because her age.
那他到了这个年纪，他也经历过在作为一个基督徒被迫害。
She experienced some hurt.
Yeah, persecution.
Persecution as a Christian.
As a Christian, 所以呢，你就发现他什么都不做，他只是在那里读圣经。然后呢，等到吃饭的时候，他们就请说，因为他最年长，那就请他祷告。
She likes to read her Bible, and then she, when it comes to meal time, they always invite her to pray.
但是她的祷告啊，我永远都不会忘记她的祷告。
And as to her prayer, I will never forget her prayers.
就是当她开始祷告的时候，她在那里呼叫阿爸天父，天父就好像她自己的父亲一样。
She always began by her prayers by calling out Abba Father. The way she calls out Abba Father is like she was calling out to her own father.
你就感觉到她的那种亲密，那种 intimacy 跟父亲的关系。
You can really see the intimacy of the relationship being shifted between her and the Heavenly Father.
这个其实也就是耶稣在马太福音第六章里面所教导我们的。
And this is what Jesus is teaching us in this passage in Matthew.
他说你不要去求那些什么吃什么喝什么，因为你们的父亲都已经知道了。
Jesus says, do not worry about what to eat and what to drink because your heavenly father already knows.
所以今天我们这段的讲道啊，我其实就是讲了约翰福音第十七章第一节的半节的经文。
Our message today really covered a part of John chapter 17, the first part.
那我们的结论就是让我们来学习祷告。
Our conclusion is really to teach us how to pray.
我要提醒弟兄姊妹，假如你还没有好好读过约翰福音的第十七章，请你花时间去读耶稣伟大的祷告。
I encourage brothers and sisters, if you have not spent time in John chapter 17, that please spend some time in studying the John chapter 17 as Jesus' most important prayer.
你会在这个祷告里面发现你人生最大的宝藏。
That you will, once you study this passage and understand it, you will understand it's the greatest gift.
我也愿意挑战弟兄姊妹来学习耶稣基督这个祷告的榜样。
I would like to also challenge brothers and sisters, to follow the example of Jesus in prayer.
我也愿意弟兄姊妹可以学习如何祷告，就是来呼叫阿爸天父。
And I will also encourage Jesus, I mean, brothers and sisters, to pray in a very intimate way, to call out to our God as Abba Father.
因为我们的父是信实的、慈爱的，他是知道我们的心怀意念。
Because our Father is a loving, gracious, and faithful God who understands our heart.
让我们在祷告里面来学习祷告。
That through that in our prayer we learn how to pray.
让我们来做一个结束的祷告。
Let us pray.
天父，我们谢谢你。
Heavenly Father, thank you.
因为你的独生爱子道成肉身来到世上，为我们成就这伟大的救恩的计划。
Because you gave us your only begotten Son Jesus, who came and served on this earth.And die on our behalf to complete your plan for mankind.
我们只有在耶稣基督的里面才找到我们唯一的保障。
That it is only through Jesus that we find our true purpose.
主耶稣，求你教导我们来祷告。
Lord, teach us how to pray.
你怎么样向天父祷告，也让我们同样的开口来呼叫。我们的阿爸天父。
That we learn from the example of Jesus how he prays, that we will also have this intimate relationship, be able to call out in our prayer, Abba Father.
因为我们知道我们的父是有恩典、有怜悯、有慈爱的。
Because we know that our God is a God of grace, of love, and faithfulness.
我们这样的祷告、感谢、祈求是奉主耶稣基督的名求。
In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.